hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
Just like that, another edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup begins. How's everybody doing? Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We got a little different crew in here tonight. We've got Gray, who ducked out. It's his gal's birthday, so we'll accept that. Big G is still putting a dent in Thanksgiving casseroles somewhere around the state of Wisconsin. So he's out tonight. But we've got Ron from Nemeth Implement, one of our sponsors in. Ron, how you doing?
Good evening, Joel.
Good to
doing
have you along. A hardcore avid hunter, or a hunter anyway, right?
I'm more just sit in the stand.
Okay.
Keep it warm.
Yeah. Make sure nobody else breaks in. You're kind of you're like maintenance, right?
That's pretty much.
You're saying. And we got Darla here. Look at that.
Hi.
How you doing, Darla?
I'm great.
I should give you a little bit of applause or something. There we go.
Okay.
Sound effects are always late showing
Thank
up.
You.
Good to have you here. And we've got Austin over here, who's going to be handling your emails, along with Jane out on the front desk, who's going to be doing the behind-the-scenes stuff, making sure nobody breaks in. We got to have security out there, Ron. Otherwise,
I got it covered.
So yeah, stuff. To, yeah, you watch the door.
If anybody sees Ron, just a blur off screen. You know what happened?
Yeah,
someone came through the door.
We occasionally have hunters, just random people, just wander in, thinking we're having a garage sale. Sometimes it just you never know what it is. We welcome along our folks at 101.1. WHSM in Hayward, 105.5 WIRI in Nakusa, and we are streaming again, and right there on the YouTube. You're looking good there, Ron. Looking good.
I always look good.
You cleaned up pretty good. You cleaned up, right? A little bit?
Just a little bit.
A little bit? All right. Let's go take some calls right away, because that's what the Roundup is all about. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Merlin from the Nut Hut. How are we doing there, Merlin? All right.
I'm trying to get warm.
We're trying.
It's cold up there today.
It was a cold one, wasn't it, Merlin?
Yes, it was.
So you don't have the luxuries of a heated, fancy schmancy hunting stand out there, huh?
No, just ladder stand.
Just a ladder stand, huh?
Yeah.
Did Mother Nature reward you with anything bountiful out there today?
Mm-hmm. Didn't see anything last night, didn't see nothing tonight, so...
All right.
He is supposed to be hunting during the day, though.
Yeah, you are supposed to be hunting during the day, Ron. Wanted to make that very clear there, okay?
Well, I mean on the camera.
Right. Mm-hmm. Glad you caught that, Ron.
Yep.
I mean, we don't want to sick the DNR on you there, but, you know, with the way the wolves and everything goes, it seems like the night hunting, it might be a good idea just to flip it, right?
It might be a very good idea.
Good idea just to flip it around. How'd you have a good Thanksgiving there, Merlin?
Yeah, I had a pretty good Thanksgiving here, so.
Yeah?
I got a holler out to Boulder Junction, Black Bear Paw.
Okay. What did they do to you? What did they do to deserve that?
They're my nephew.
Oh, okay. All right. Cabin. All right. Oh, it's a good shout out. A good shout out. All right. All right, Merlin. Always good to hear from you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for the show, and have a good night.
All right. Number 715-744-1006. Email wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can text us, but the email is the best way to go on that. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson family.
Well, Rob, I figured you might be, you like to check in early, and you're very good at getting past our security early on and getting that early call in. So, Rob, what's going on at the Nelson camp today?
We got it all tore down and headed back home.
Headed back home. It was a cold, it was a good day to be moving, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So how was the Thanksgiving day out there for you?
It was awesome. We had a smaller crowd, but we had a good turkey and stuffing and the cranberry and all that good stuff.
All right.
We had a good conversation.
Good conversation. Small but fruitful, huh?
You bet.
All right. Are we done hunting now, or are you going to do any more?
Nope. I'll stay home here, and we'll do some more hunting. Yeah.
All right. Very good, Rob. A lot of pictures on our Deer Hunters Roundup webpage if you want to check them out, of the Nelson camp. So we appreciate you checking in as always, Rob.
All right. Thanks, Joel.
All right. Darla, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. We had a house full of 15, 16 people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They all behaved themselves? Anybody you want to call out on the roundup? No. All right.
got the grandkids and the daughter and her husband from Delaware.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right. Very nice.
Yeah, Maggie and Alex and Millie and Alex's mom, Charlene, and her friend, and my stepdad.
Did Toots show up?
Toots showed up.
Toots, yeah.
She came, yeah. It's always interesting when Toots shows up.
Exactly. All right.
So, but we had, I think I had like a 50-pound turkey.
A 50-pounder. We made our turkey a different way, and I'll talk more about that in a little bit. That was a struggle.
So the kids said they want me to say hi to them.
Okay.
I said, first Gary said, you better say hi to me first.
Yeah.
Hi. And then.
And then the kids. All right.
Layla. Evelyn, Caden.
All right. Very good. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Rocket from Camp Chusalot.
Hey, Rocket. Whereabouts are you guys hanging out, Rocket?
We hang out in Catawba here.
Okay. All right. You know where these guys hang out, Ron? Any idea?
I definitely know Catawba.
All right.
I mean, sorry, Catawba.
Yes. And I get a shout-out to Nemeth Implement. I bought a compact tractor from him this fall, and excellent people to deal with.
All right, so this is
Thank you very much.
This is the guy you asked me that the check cleared. Is that what you said, Ron? Is that what you said? Is this the guy you're talking about?
Might be his neighbor. Okay,
all right. Rocky, what happened in the woods out there?
Well, Cowboy gathered up three people. Blue Shoes gathered up a couple people. We made some drives this morning, pushed a few does around, came back right after lunch. Miss B had chili dinner for us all.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went out this evening and sat, and I was sitting my stand, and I had five does and fawns come in, and then right before dark, I had a huge buck grunt in and ran right past me, never got a shot.
Oh, really? Really?
Now I got to play it. Yeah. I got to play it.
Hang on. Okay. Hang on. You keep talking. He'll find it here. Okay.
Yeah. All right. No, he ran away, didn't he?
Yep. But I think you just ran away, and we can't get a shot.
That's okay, bud.
Yeah, it's the whining of a small child. I love it.
That's right.
I love it. Good Thanksgiving for your crew there, Rocket.
Excellent Thanksgiving. We had about 12 of us here at the camp. Went out, did some hunting, sat in our stands yesterday afternoon, and most people seen some does and fawns, which was a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, thanks for the update from Catawba. We appreciate you very much.
And thank you, and I have to give a shout-out to Camp No Light.
All right, you have done so. Let's go back to the phones. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
You know me.
I know you. Camp Longshot.
And I know Ron, too. Does Ron know me?
Oh, boy.
Not by voice.
Yes, he does.
Uh-oh. You got to give me more clue.
Just tell them the farmer and Phillips.
The farmer and Phillips.
You dropped parts off at Senex.
Is this Janicek?
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you doing? I was wondering if you kept saying Janicek, if that was actually you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Janicek.
Yes, thank you too, Ron.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see nothing.
All right. Yet
today or yesterday.
All right. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, you can come and get some turkeys here from my woods and take them all home.
Oh, yeah? They're just hanging around, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're nothing but a problem.
And what kind of problem do they provide for a farming guy like you?
They don't do nothing but make noise and cause trouble.
Oh, yeah? So
yeah.
It's kind of like having kids, you're saying, right? Is that so?
Oh, worse than that.
Worse than that.
Out at my camp, we call those ugly partridge.
Ugly partridge.
I got a better word.
Uh-oh.
I call them Satans.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, very good.
So did you have a good good Thanksgiving?
Can't complain. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Lots of food. Everybody's good here. Lots of food. Yeah.
Okay. Thank yous. And
yep.
Shout out to the couple camps there. Smear Stick and then Joni's Joint.
All right. You got it, sir. Thank you so much for the turkey update. We appreciate it. Hoping for a deer report tomorrow.
Thank you, and then if you think of it, play Bucky Bucky if you think of it.
We'll play that at the end. I already got it logged in there for you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Janicek. Darla, we've had just a great response this year to the Hunters Roundup. It has almost escalated to another level, hasn't it?
It has. It's been so exciting. It's the phone lines blowing up, the texting.
Sometimes literally. There was smoke at one point.
There was, yes.
We fixed it.
Yeah, but it's been a great year. A lot of callers. I'm really amazed at the young callers that are calling in.
Yeah, they want that wonderful gun that Ron so graciously donated. Where'd you get that gun from?
We got that from Main Street Guns down there.
In Medford, yeah.
Yep.
So tell us, you've seen it? You have it already?
Oh, I've seen the gun. Main Street is holding the gun.
Okay, all right.
Whenever it gets registered.
Okay, all right.
If I remember right, it's a 7mm.08 youth gun.
Yeah.
Remington.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really nice beginner gun.
Any youth caller on the phone line will be eligible for that. And any photo, we have 81 photos, I believe, in now, and the top photo will get... a gun courtesy of
Essential Shooting Supplies.
Shooting Supplies, an adult gun,
yes.
I guess. So be sure to get us your photos. There, everything we have up until the start of this show tonight is in there. So if you sent us a photo and you don't see it, send it again. It may have gotten lost in the mix because there's like four different ways that all this stuff is coming in, and sometimes it gets lost.
And no, Nick and Caden, you cannot sign up for the youth gun.
All right. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, Joel and Ron, this is the Bugman calling from the Bugman land.
Cheers.
We really need a Deer Hunters Roundup Hall of Fame. We really do.
Yes, we do.
Bugman would be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
We should have a little contest. You can submit names of who should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and we could start putting photos on the wall in the studio.
I can hear you blushing, Bugman. I can hear you. I can hear you blushing.
Yeah, you guys are way too kind. Way too kind. I would only be behind the legend of Joel. I would nominate Joel for being the first to be inducted.
Me and my big 7-point buck. That's right over Ron's head there on the YouTube feed. There you go.
Beats my leg.
There you go. And I took a little bit of advice when you were reminiscing how you were a stump sitter, because tree stands weren't a big deal back in the day when you were a big hunter.
Right.
So I was out there today, and I don't want to say hunting accident, because that has negative connotations.
Yes.
Connotations.
That's a big word, Bugman. There's like four N's in there or something. It's very good. Very nice. Like that.
The good news is there was no bodily harm.
Okay, good.
The other part of the accident, I'll kind of lean into with this one. I didn't see any deer, unfortunately.
Okay.
But what's the difference between bear feces and human feces?
I don't know.
Quite a bit.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper. There you go.
Well, that's the surrender flag, so you know where it came from.
Yeah, so that was kind of the deer hunter's accident that we had out there today, and I gotta talk louder because the washing machine is still a washing everything out.
So like that tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. All
you
right.
mean the wash tub and the scrub board?
Wait a minute.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
Gotta sing the slate.
Did the bear cause the accident?
No. It was a grouse. It was as big as a turkey. I thought it was a turkey. It was a grouse.
Ugly perch.
That'll be on my day 10.
The most surprising part about that whole story, Bugman, is that you have electricity. That's you said the washing machine was going. Was that Bones in the background sloshing it around, or was it plugged in? It was plugged in
He's
somewhere.
He's doing the old up down up that down. Little board thing.
Yeah, singing that old hee-haw song, huh?
Yeah. Hey, that's wrong with you. Okay, my friends, keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Bugman, good to hear from you. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
EJ from Camp Botulism.
Camp Botulism. How you doing out there, Camp Botulism?
Oh, we're trying to keep warm, which is a little chilly outside.
Okay. I'm assuming you guys were nice enough to send us a picture earlier in the week, but from the caption on the picture, I'm assuming that nobody at Camp Botulism ever won a spelling bee. So,
you're correct there.
Well, a couple of T's or C's. I mean, it sounds like how you wrote it. So
there could be meaning behind that.
There could be, yeah, the double T in there, yeah.
Yep.
All right, what's going on at Camp Botulism?
Well, it's a little chilly out here. The woods are slow.
Mm-hmm.
The kids and the women filled the old buck hanging pole here.
They did.
We got a nubbin up to a 10-pointer.
So how many total for you?
Seven of them.
He had to actually count.
Well, at least somebody's getting it done.
That's
right?
That's a good season when
the
somebody
women
asks
and the kids
how many deer did you get, and you have to pause and look at the pole and go
I've never had that problem.
I've never heard of that. Very impressive. Yep. I take back everything I said about your spelling ability there. All right.
That's all right.
Take it all back.
He's got some good shooters. Been good this week. The last couple of days produced a lot of deer and bucks that we never ever seen on camera before, and now they're hanging. So
all right, sounds like the wolves pushed all the deer into your camp. That sounds like what happened there.
Yep,
it's good to be
absolutely.
You guys. All right, very good. All right, thank you for the call, Camp Botulism.
Yep, have a good night.
All right, any emails that we can share with the people over there, Darla or Austin? They're rolling in.
You know, he's been way too quiet sitting over there.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we got to.
Go ahead, Austin.
We've got a good handful of emails.
Yes, all right. Let's dig in. Go ahead, Austin. Give us a couple.
Let's see here. We've got an update from Camp Bellyachers. Nothing new at the camp with the deer hunt, other than they had an awesome turkey dinner with all fixings, and they successfully had a gumbo dinner tonight. I can't read the rest of the sentence. It got cut off by the printer, unfortunately.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But gumbo.
The machine, not the person.
All right. Okay.
So right. Nothing new from Camp Bellyachers, but they enjoyed their dinner.
All right. Very good.
The Gray Elephant Camp, nothing today. Only the gray and black squirrels were out. No red squirrels even. Wind was raw. One more day for Nicole and Paul.
All right. Very good. Let's get one more here.
One more? We've got Coach Mike from Camp Packer Backers. It's cold and windy out there today. They're saying the same does, not many bucks. There are a few large gray squirrels out there. Not a lot of meat on those, though.
All right, for those of you listening on 101.1 FM in Hayward, WHSM, and 105.5 WIRI in Nakusa, you can find the YouTube feed of this by going to YouTube and search for 98Q Country or 98QCountry.com.
Comment there. There's a chance we'll read it out. I already see one person commenting.
And you
so
can look back. Yep. Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shows are all on there. We've had, I think, over like 1,500 or 600 views in there already. People are enjoying that, so we appreciate you guys. Hit subscribe on there, because we'll be doing some other studio streaming here in the next between now and next year's hunting season two.
Now and next week, next year.
Now and next year, yeah. We may be adding some morning show stuff in there. We'll see. I got to clean myself up a little bit. I got the powers that be said, yeah, we can do that, Joel, but you really need to do something with that.
Scaring people off.
Yeah, so you are on the roundup. Who says?
Hey, George, Jimbo from Camp Gallinlouie.
Hey, Jimbo, what's going on out there at Gallinlouie?
Well, we got
We got one hanging today. One of our youth hunters got a doe.
All right. Woo-hoo! Very good. All right. Nice job.
Nice.
Hang on. Let me officially, I'll open one up for you there in honor of you, okay? All right.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It was a struggle this year, but we got at least one hanging.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, I stayed back home today. I helped the girlfriend put up the Christmas tree, went and got it, and had to do all the decorating. And So I stayed back today, and I'll go back up tomorrow.
Well, she was a little cool. I think that wind was moving just enough out there, Ron, wasn't it?
It was a little bit chilly out there.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. When it's like 18 degrees, it doesn't take much.
Yep, that buddy heater was on high today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got our big taco feed up at Camp Gallimbury tonight.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, we got guys from all over the place. I know when we started it, we kind of downsized right now, but I mean, for a while there, it was anywhere from 30 to 40 people.
Oh, and that was the reason why you put all those extra windows in the off season, right? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. The next day. It was a race to the outhouse.
Yeah, you're calling the heating, the ventilating people. So what's in a good taco at Camp Gallimbury? What are the ingredient options?
Treasel is the number one ingredient.
Okay.
What is that?
Well, say that again.
Chorizo.
Oh, chorizo. Okay. All right. Okay.
I just had an idea.
You know, say it.
That is scary.
I've never had backstrap tacos.
Oh, backstrap tacos. Yeah. All right. So what else you got there? I'm sorry, Jimbo.
Oh, no. Otherwise, it's just the normal fixings.
All right.
That go up. But yeah, it's a good time. You remember back in the day when they used to do Where's My Herald?
Where's My Herald?
Yes,
The newspaper. Yeah. When there used to be newspapers.
We did that one year up there. Yeah. But I don't remember if we submitted it or not, but I remember we did that. We had a group of about 40 guys up there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Very good.
That was one of the memories I got.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jimbo, good to hear from you as always.
You bet. Can I do a shout-out to Bader's Back 40?
All right, you got it.
And the Flying Dutchman.
All right.
Doing well.
You got it, Jimbo. Thank you so much.
Thank you much, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
So what was your vision on the backstrap tacos there?
I was trying to figure out, I wanted to know what he had in his tacos, too. And I was like, okay. So I've had sausage tacos. I've had fish tacos. I've had all kinds of tacos for sale. Mm-hmm. But I just popped in my head, I've never had backstrap tacos.
Backstrap tacos.
Does that not sound good?
Yeah.
I am going to have to somehow find a deer.
Somehow, that's number one. I must
maybe
have some
do a
medicine.
Trade with one of the camps.
Yeah, and then we'll work on the taco from there.
Exactly. See, when I met my wife, she likes to put radishes in her tacos,
and sounds like, good.
I mean, it's. I don't do it.
That sounds like an interesting choice.
Every time we have tacos, she doesn't like tomatoes, so I have all the tomatoes and she has all the radishes.
Can't knock it. I've never tried it.
In the taco. Yeah.
Well, we'll have to try that.
It is pretty good. It's pretty good.
Radishes
actually.
And backstraps. Got it.
Radishes and backstraps. We're well on our way. Maybe we can have people suggest more ingredients here.
Yep.
You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackson calling in from the Grand Ducey Ranch.
Hey, Jackson, good to have you along the tradition of the Grand Ducey Ranch. All right. How many people hunting with you there today?
We got 6 of the 7 up here right now.
So. Okay. All right. Yep. You drew the short straw to give us a call here tonight, huh?
I guess so.
All right. All right. What happened there for you today?
Well, I tell you, it's been kind of tough this year. We have yet to see a deer on our cabin land up in Glidden here.
Really?
Yep. But I seen 6 does the other night down towards Spicefield. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what to say about that. You got quite a bit of land up there, Jackson?
Yeah, that's a decent amount.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's why we do 9 days, right? You push it all the way to the end, and you never know. You never know.
Yep, yeah. We're going to be getting out and doing some drives tomorrow, so we'll see
all right.
how that goes.
What kind of weird thing would you put on your taco if you had to make tacos, Jackson?
Oh, boy. I like sour cream.
Yeah?
All the good stuff, you know?
Yeah, all the good stuff, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, thank you so much.
All right. I'd also like to give a shout-out to Bader's Back 40.
All right. All right. What, did somebody pay off Bader's Back 40, or what's going
they
on
must
here?
Must have.
Yeah. Deserve to. All right, Jackson, thank you so much. Need to get our first break in. More of the Roundup coming up at 715-744-1006.
Join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, the St. Clair Rod Holiday Showcase next Saturday, December 7th. I'll be broadcasting live from 9:30 to 12:30 at the St. Clair Rod Factory Store on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spin the 98Q Country prize wheel for great prizes, enjoy free fishing seminars, and grab complimentary cider and snacks. Santa arrives at noon, plus kids can enjoy complimentary lure painting and get festive stocking grab bags. Don't miss one-day deals during the 7 days of Christmas sale. Details at stcroixrodfactorystore.com. You're up for the season with Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin. From blown insulation to cut heating bills to tools, windows, and paint, they've got everything you need. Family owned since 1971, they're here to make your building dreams a reality. Ron Ernst Lumber, your project starts here.
Looking for your Northwoods home or that perfect piece of hunting land? Meet Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys. Jason is a lifelong outdoorsman with deep roots in Wisconsin. He specializes in rural residential property as well as hunting and recreational land, and he knows the Northwoods like the back of his hand. Whether you're buying or selling, Jason will get you the best deal. And as a licensed drone pilot, he'll showcase your property from breathtaking new heights. Call Jason Bredeman of The Land Guys, 715-613-0484, or email jason@landguys.com. Your perfect property awaits.
Cozy up this hunting season at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. with specials like $15 shrimp palooza, Friday fish fry, and prime rib Saturdays. Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste.
Hunting for a bank who is always moving forward with expanded mobile and online banking services in your neighborhood? Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is that bank. With a team of caring and responsive leaders who will provide the best rates to meet your needs, whether shopping for a home, a vehicle, or maybe just that beautiful piece of property for hunting. Stop in at Ford Bank or apply online at www.fordbank.com. Be safe and best of luck, hunters, from the entire team at Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwood's Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Kyle Repair is your trusted heavy equipment repair center, conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. They're also your headquarters for on-site welding and other repairs, whether at their well-equipped shop in town or right at your job site. The name Kyle Repair means prompt, reliable service. They also do aluminum and dock welding. Keep Kyle in mind for winter repairs before summer installations. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford is your small town local mom and pop gun shop. Small town, big selection. Over 1,000 new and used firearms in stock at all times. They carry reloading supplies, ammunition, optics, and something you just don't find anywhere. A walk-in humidor for cigar lovers. Main Street Guns and Knives, located on Main Street in downtown Medford.
Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua is your haven for the home cooked. Order the perfect classic cheeseburger or mix it up with cream cheese and green olives. And who needs tater tots when you can level it up with tater kegs? Wait, there are Reuben tater kegs? I'm going to Sherry's right now. Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua. I'll see you there.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like, we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
More of the Deer Hunters Roundup on 98.3 FM Park Falls, 101.1 WHSM Hayward, 105.5 WIRI Nacoosa. See, I'm saying that better now, Austin. I'm getting good at that. See that?
You're working on it.
Keyword for today, Austin, for the text to win. What is it?
It is seed and feed. Seed and feed. One word. No capitals, no punctuation. Seed, the letter N, feed.
Seed and feed.
And send that to us through, I believe we still are on that free Civic Media mobile app.
It has to be, every once in a while I get a text. I get a something through our email. So don't do it through there. You have to do it through the Civic Media app. And Darla, where can they find that? Where can they find the Civic Media app?
Darla's
on, on their Android or iPhone. They can go in.
Or
through their app store, look for Civic Media.
You can do then, it on your tablet, on your...
Go to 98Q, text. And that's the way to do it. It's a wonderful way to do a contest because it's easy for me. Everybody texts and then it automatically randomly picks a winner. We've already had winners announced. We had Cindy Lobermeyer, Ron Haumann winners. We had winners from nights 3 and 4, but... I don't know who they are yet. I just have a phone number. So we'll announce all the winners. And Sunday night is prize night. So everybody who has called or texted or emailed or anything like that, you're in for Sunday
and
night.
We have an amazing prize closet full of prizes.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to double up. We're going to have everybody win like a couple certificates at once. Otherwise, we'll be here till like Monday morning at like 3 o'clock giving away all kinds of stuff. The complete prize list is at 98qcountry.com. Deer Hunters Roundup. Go to the bottom. You'll see prize winners and list right there. So check it out. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kimmy Rowe from Ogama at the Rack Shack.
Kimmy Rowe, ladies and gentlemen, front and center. All right, what's going on at the Rack Shack?
I'm ecstatic. I have to say we hit the trifecta, and really? I won't bother you guys anymore. This is my last call. Jamie Froh got a 10-point buck tonight.
A 10-pointer? Holy cannoli. Wow.
I wouldn't know what to do with that.
10-pointer. Very nicely done. All right.
I'm so excited. He hasn't had a deer in 11 years, and I'm so happy for him.
Wow. That is very, very cool. All right.
Yes, and can I just tell you that the other night you were asking about stand names?
Mm-hmm.
And my stand name is the Spiral Fortress.
The Spiral Fortress. That sounds really deep.
Never heard that one.
Sounds like
you're supposed
a
ask me why.
Sounds like a Pink Floyd song or something like that.
Well, now we do got to know why.
Yeah,
all right.
Why?
All right, why? Yes, why?
Because I have a spiral staircase going up to my deer stand.
All right.
Well, we're getting fancy out here.
Should be hanging out with the FPH Country Club guys, it looks like. Man.
You know, fortress means it could be... 2-3 rooms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, congrats.
Oh, no, it's very small. It's only 3x3, but hey, it's good enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, Kimmy Rowe, congratulations for your camp on the big deer. So that's the encore, right? Good night. Good night.
Yes, it's the encore. It's the trifecta. Woohoo.
Drive safely. Good night. Yes, tip your waitresses.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Kimmy Rowe. And she's out just like that. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Hello, gentlemen and ladies. This is Al.
Al, hey, we haven't heard from you. We had to suffer through your dad calling. I mean, enjoy your dad's calling several times, but it's finally good to hear from you, Al.
I got in once the other night. I had to tell him I'm not hunting this year.
Okay, all right.
Got a double meniscus tear in my knee, and just a little too much for this year.
Yeah, that makes it tough. Makes it tough to move around out there.
Of course, I am using my camera and a ground blind with a nice trail that goes into it, but I haven't seen anything worth taking a picture of yet.
All right. We'll get that healed up and get you back out in the woods next year and whining about not seeing any deer again, okay? All right?
I love to whine, you know that.
No, I'm always kidding, of course, Al. All right. Well, it's good to hear from you nonetheless from Camp Toothless Beaver.
Oh, yeah. And as far as tacos go, I heard that earlier on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lingua.
Don't know it.
What the heck is lingua? Are you making stuff up now? Or
sounds like we've just been insulted.
Authentic Mexican tacos has lingua, which is tongue.
Tongue? Mm.
Tongue.
Tongue, like cow tongue or?
Yeah, cow tongue, venison tongue, okay. Buffalo tongue.
Any tongue, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try it.
You better.
I remember as a kid when my dad telling us for the first time we're having tongue, and us brothers are just like, are you kidding me? And then we had it, and we're like, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. The beef tongue is pretty good. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
As long as you don't know what you're eating, it's fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. If it's done right, and like you said, you don't know what it is, it's actually really good.
Yeah, exactly. Lingua.
That's why you tell them after they've enjoyed it.
So right. Now we got lingua.
Yes.
Lingua, sour cream, backstraps.
So that's the Spanish word for
and that
tongue.
Other word.
Is lingua, is that right? That's the Spanish lingua. Word for tongue?
Yeah.
All right, if I ever have another country, at least I'll know how to say tongue.
Lingua.
You got any lingua?
Aqua Phillips at the Mexican restaurants, some of them have it.
Yeah, just walk in the door and yell, lingua! Al Stewart told me to say it, and they run me out. That's right.
You might want to watch what bar you walk into when you ask them.
Yeah, really. Yeah, be careful on that.
Yeah, might be in trouble.
Yeah, which side of Catawbuck, whatever, you're on there. All right. Al, thank you so much. Always good to hear from you there.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good night.
You too. Al, Camp Toothless Beaver, has been calling us for many, many years. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is Elijah from Camp Cold Beer, but no deer.
Camp Cold Beer, but no deer. Whereabouts are you guys?
We're by beautiful downtown Brantwood.
Of course. All right. Did you hold up to your name, or have you managed to get anything this year?
We have seen zero deer.
Zero deer. Nothing.
But plenty of beer.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, everything's cold. That's the problem.
All right. So how many people, what's the plan for the rest of the weekend here now, Elijah?
We're going to hunt tomorrow morning, and then we're going to go back home.
Okay. All right. You guys sitting in the morning, or you drive, or what do you guys do there?
We're just going to sit.
Sit for the morning, okay. And then you're done, and you're out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck in the one last push there, Elijah. Elijah, hope it's good for you.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Camp Cold. I mean, it's not all bad.
Well, the Camp No Deer Cold Beer, yeah. The question of the day should be,
yes,
is the beer inside tonight or outside?
That's right, because you can actually, it's cold enough now.
Well, yeah, you can.
Certain beers
outside.
Will handle this.
Yeah.
Certain beers will handle this cold.
Not overnight, though, probably, right?
Well, Busch Light's not going to make it tonight.
Busch Light's not going to make it. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is No Light, Nancy, calling in. Didn't see no deer today.
No Lights, Nancy. No deer, you said, huh?
No, just a red squirrel buddy.
Just a red squirrel buddy. Was it cold out there in the woods for you?
Well, a little chilly.
A little chilly, huh? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good.
Good? All right.
I just want to give a shout out to Rocket and Blue Shoes.
Okay. You have done so. It's Nancy, you seem like a person who knows how to cook a little. How about something unique you'd put on your taco? What would you put on your taco?
Mushrooms.
Delicious.
I'm there with that. Yeah. All right. Very good. I like that.
Cooked or raw?
Both.
Either one. And what type of mushroom?
Yeah.
All of them.
Just a mushroom. Yeah, just a mushroom.
A mushroom.
Just go through the woods, grab a handful, whatever you find.
Now, if Gray was here, he would break down every species of mushroom that ever existed. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
If he's listening right now, he's sitting in his chair right now frothing because he can't be here.
The one thing that came to mind was portobello. It just yelled him out. I don't even know if you can eat those.
Yeah, that's a good portobello.
He would probably say ghost or something.
Yeah. Probably. He would say ghost something. Mushroom. But yeah, portobello are the most common ones.
Good things we're not putting any
honey buttons are good too.
Very good.
See, that's what you get when you don't show up, Gray. We talk about you and put words in your mouth too. Put mushrooms in your mouth. No Lights, Nancy. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you very much.
All right, thank you for having the show. We enjoy it.
All right, glad you enjoy it. There, you are on the roundup. Who's this?
First time caller, short time listener.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
There he is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe, remember when people used to say that? First-time caller, long-time listener?
Yep, first-time listener, long-time caller. I said that. Oh, yeah, yep, exactly.
Oh, man, Joe.
What happened? What happened out there today?
Well, you're happening. That's what's happening.
We are happening here. That's right.
So now we'll get to what's happening out by me.
All right.
New analogy. I'm out in the white desert, and I'm looking, and I'm like, oh man, I'm dying out here. It's cold. I'm freezing. What's that? Mm-hmm. Is that a buck on a bait pile?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's a mirage.
It's a mirage.
Huh? Ready? Aim something.
It was a mirage. I saw it all, but it didn't happen. You know, did they call a ceasefire?
I
haven't heard a shot in days.
I think there is a ceasefire going on.
Negotiations are in progress.
Yes, the wolves.
Is that what it is, negotiations? Because you know what? I say we get back to war. Mm-hmm. I'm not hearing anything out here.
Yeah, the wolves and the deer, I think, negotiated something we're not aware of, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this is the first time in a long time I actually quit at legal shooting time.
Oh, really? Okay. All right, that's good.
They got too cold.
Don't tell legal, us where you're at.
For legal reasons, this is a joke.
I couldn't make it anymore. I was like, oh, no. I got all sweaty going out there, and then my back started killing. I was like, no, you're done.
Yeah.
You're going to quit at legal time today.
All right, very good. All right.
But Joe, back to the bat. No, don't cut me off.
All right, I'm not cutting you off. All right.
Go back to the other one, Defender for video games. Defender when I was a kid.
Oh, Defender, yeah. Video game from the other night.
Remember that? Yeah. You shoot the little space asteroids and all the, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what he saw in his taco, though, at the mirage.
The taco, the new question. Me and my brother years ago, we had our limit of gross. And I said, hey, we're done hunting. Let's just drink beer. And he said, no, we're just going to eat some. We made grouse tacos. And it was phenomenal.
Grouse tacos. Okay.
Sounds delicious. With mushrooms, I hope.
No, actually, we didn't have any mushrooms, but we did her up just like a normal taco, but it was good.
Put a little lingua.
Grouse taco was phenomenal.
Put a little lingua in there, too. Uh-huh. A little tongue.
Oh, yeah. Man. I didn't hunt as hard as I wanted to today. I started developing my drinker's elbow in an attack. No, seriously.
Beardinitis or what?
It's a hunting tradition. Elbow, but I don't play tennis.
Barley and oats-initis. Barley and hops-initis. I'm searching for something here. Anything. Help me out, please.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Greg, what's his last name that works there? Gustafson?
No, we got no Gustafsons here now. We did at many points in the 70-plus years, but not now. We got Ron from Nemeth Implement here.
He's thinking Greg Gunderson.
No.
Greg Gunderson. Yes, you can call him Gustafson if you want to. I'm not sure though.
He's not here to defend himself.
I'm not sure the Gustafsons will be real thrilled about it. But.
No, say that last name again.
Gunderson.
My dad. I was telling him about the deer in his roundup, and he listened. He said he grew up with kids in Minnesota with that last name.
Gunderson, yeah, that's a good, that's a popular name for the heritage.
It's got to be.
Yep.
But anyway, hey, Joel, I'm going to get to the next caller because I don't want to hold up the line.
Hell yeah, it's always good to hear from you.
And my vote is for either the Bugman or Set the Table Mabel.
Set the Table Mabel for the Hall of Fame. There you go.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what? They both, and the person, a shout out to the person that got the 10-pointer.
Yes,
they
exactly.
They did a big.
Hell yeah! Thank you so much, sir. More of the Roundup coming right up.
From Essential Food Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Good luck this season while you're after the turkey pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental investment. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the turdy pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mainly cloudy and cold for tonight as lows drop back into the single digits. And some sunshine mixed with the clouds here for your Saturday afternoon. Highs only upper teens. Into the mid-20s and mostly cloudy for Sunday, a few flurries. It's 14 degrees right now.
Bader Sports Center would like to welcome all hunters to Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods for the 2024 gun season. Bader's invites you to stop in for all hunting necessities. They have a great selection of scents and attractants from Purefection, Wildlife Research, and Gone Wild, as well as deer corn and apples. They've also got seasonings and rubs for the home chef from High Mountain and Hunt Chef. Bader's also has a Deer Hunter Widow sale during the gun season. Big savings on Stormy Cromer apparel, as well as ladies' lacrosse and Danner boots, shoes, and sandals. All this and more at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Barocca's Wreaths 25th Annual Christmas Open House is coming up November 29th through December 1st. They've got swag, garland, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, and special orders are welcome. Barocca's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemo Thimpleman. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemoThimp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemoThimp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
647 Deer Hunters Roundup continues on your Civic Media stations, WCQM Park Falls, WHSM Hayward, and WIRI Nakusa. Darla, some fantastic sponsors. We want to give a shout out to some of our big buck and our upper sponsors there. They're all very valuable, but give a little shout out if
all
you
right.
could.
Yeah, all right? Our title sponsors, Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wildwood's Taxidermy Studio, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwoods Realty, Bader Sports Center, Essential Shooting Supplies. And then our big buck sponsors, Nemuth Implement, Heritage Meats, Seed and Feed. And our Spike Buck sponsors, we have quite a few of them. The Village Pit Stop, Barocca's Wreath, Jen's Butternut Cafe, Ron Ernst Lumber, Forward Bank, Medford Motors, Tom Miller Electric, Northwoods Supper Club, Freeze Firewood, Flambeau Forest Inn, Northern Lights Inn, and The Lanes.
All right.
And we got another page, but another we'll get page. Back to that in a little bit.
Oh, you can finish them. Yeah, go ahead and finish them. We'll forget. I'll forget.
Okay.
I'll forget, guarantee you. Austin's like, you'll forget.
He'll wander off.
He'll wander off.
Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, Warga Auto and Truck Center, Oxbow Resort, Bader Sports Center, The Land Guys, Sherry's Pub and Grub, Kyle Repair, Ross's Sports Shop, Ridge Runners, Oxbow Resort, St. Croix Rod, Winter Cooperative, Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, Main Street Guns and Knives, The Big Dipper, J&A Service, Marine and Power Sports, Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery, and C&R Power Sports.
And prizes from all of those businesses on the final night on Sunday night of the prize night, so be sure to tune in or check the website next week to see if you won anything. I want to circle all the way back to night number one, what I mentioned right at the beginning. Somebody yelled at me through text for not playing the Turdy Point Buck, which they consider the deer hunting anthem, to kick off the show. And we have played that a few times, but we played our kickoff song now is the late Frankie Barocca, and the song that he did.
Yes, that's
it has a reference in there to the guys dressed in red, Ron, so you know how old that song is, right?
Yep, dressed in red.
Yep, used to be red back in the day, probably all the way back to what, the 70s. I think they changed to orange in what, late 70s or 80s probably.
I would say their early 80s is when it became mandatory, because I remember my father would not wear orange.
Yeah.
Even when the DNR came to get him.
But there's a reference in the song to that. So that song dates back 50 years, and Frankie, a music legend here in the Northwoods, and his ability to sing and play polka music and play instruments. So that's our salute to the rich history of the Derringers Roundup and to the late Frankie Barocca. And that's why I kick off every roundup with that song. So
And that's great.
Yep. And we'll continue to play the 30 point buck occasionally here and there too. All right. Okay. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
It's Johnny Applesleep calling from the FPH Country Club.
Johnny Applesleep, FPH Country Club. Boy, you must be living right, because Sausage didn't say anything bad about you at all the other night.
Yeah.
Either that or none of it was radio appropriate.
Yeah, you never came up, so you must be treating him right. Is that a good analysis there?
I'll let you decide on that.
All right. We'll just leave that alone. What's going on out there at FPH?
Well, got an 8-point buck up on the pole, doing on Thanksgiving drive.
Nice. Very nice. 8-point buck on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, right in the snowstorm.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Nice. All right. All right.
Last drive of the day, we were sitting around trying to figure out what one we want to do before we go eat dinner. And we're like, someone's got to get to the backside of the drive, and they got to be very quiet and not scare the deer around, because we don't want to startle them just yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were trying to decide who that was, and we smelled something, and we're like, oh, that Sausage. He'll scare the deer right back to the drive.
He'll scare right out of there.
And go on from there.
And now he's taking credit for the whole thing, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah, he's already trying to steal the credit and cut the antlers off and all that.
Yeah, he wants the giblets, all that stuff, right? I know it happens, how it happens out there, yeah. All right, so you guys continuing at it again tomorrow?
We're continuing at it all weekend.
All right, very good. Johnny Applesleep, thank you so much for the update. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah, FPH Country Club, you're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Michael in Tennessee.
How you doing?
Michael and Timothy.
Michael and Timothy. What camp are you guys at, Michael?
Snake in the bush.
Snake Nick in the in bush. The... All right.
Nick in the bush.
What's a good word out there?
Yesterday I shot a doe.
You shot a doe. All right. Well, attaboy. Yeah. Attaboy.
All right. Good for you.
All right. Give me the play-by-play. How did it go down?
We saw him coming. I could have shot way before, but I didn't have a good shot, so I had to wait, and almost ran away.
That's the hardest part, isn't it, that wait? Thinking that maybe you passed up the best shot, but the patience paid off for you, huh?
Yep.
Nice, nice.
Good job.
Yes, very well done. Okay.
Is this your first deer?
No.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Very good. We'll put you in for the youth gun drawing there for both of you. So thank you for yeah.
And Timothy got a doe, too.
Timothy got a doe, too. Well, you just slipped that in there.
Oh, we got two does.
Yeah. Does Timothy want to talk to us?
I am.
Oh, you're Timothy.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Does Michael want to talk to us?
He already did.
He already did. Okay.
Okay.
We got them both. All right. Very
both.
Good.
All right.
Very good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the update out there.
We should have asked them what they, something about their tacos.
I think they're in ventriloquism or something. They changed voices. They didn't even tell me out there. I don't know what's going on. Emails. Do we have any emails to get to that Jane is printing out? From everybody who's sending to WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Got emails, got YouTube comments, you name it, we probably have it.
Well, go through them. Give us a rundown.
Well, let's see. I'm going to do a YouTube comment first, because this has been in here for a little while.
All right.
We've got JW, been listening to the roundup since their first time hunting about 15 years ago. They wish they could have been up hunting with the fellers from the Mac Shack this year, but what do you do? And Sandman chimed in with, how about Backstrap's fajitas?
Fajitas.
That sounds right. Good, too.
All right.
Now over to our emails. We've got, hello, WCQM folks and fellow hunters. Mr. T got an 8-pointer today. Other than that, day 7 of 24 deer camp is much of the same. The bucks remain elusive in the daylight, but they keep you interested by showing up in your trail cams overnight.
Exactly.
The wind was brutal today. Their final day to hunt is tomorrow, so hoping for the best on Saturday. They'd like to shout out Camp Porkchop Hill. They miss you. Good luck to their fellow hunters tomorrow. Shoot the big one. Camp Gunsmoke signing off. Rock on. Peace out. Dino.
Dino, yeah. Rock on. Peace out. It's always his ending.
Got another email in my hand here.
Yep, you bet.
Hi, Joel. Jump River Hunt Camp checking in from the Catawba area. Since their last check-in, 3 does have been harvested, but most days have been slow. Overall, not many shots in the area, but are still hopeful going into the final weekend. Good luck to all the hunters out there.
All right, I'm going to lean off camera for our YouTube listeners. Old man Eye's got to see this text messages that came in a little bit earlier today. Buck Lewis from Camp Tall Tales, hunting from Park Falls. Yesterday, hunting was slow and nobody in the woods. Today, it was cold all day. And the first time that a buck was spotted in the woods, deer are finally moving around, they said, in the woods. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have some meat on the pole. Cold one at Camp DB, the Beaver. They saw many does and turkeys today. Tomorrow is Deadeye's birthday. Hopefully, can get the buck to come in tomorrow, the bucks. And also a check-in from, a shout-out, rather, to Camp Bush and Camp Lean-To also. That came in through the text. Email is the best way to do it, WCQM at civicmedia.us. Darla, tell me about the grand prize package. The very first name that we draw on Sunday night will get this prize package, the Grand Lollapalooza.
The Lollapalooza. Yes. This is worth over $1,000.
Yeah.
They're going to get from Shawamigan Home Furnishings, an Ashley Rocker recliner. It's a nut big color valued at like $600. Miller Electric, a $25 gift certificate from St. Croix Rod. A jar of Bigfoot barbecue sauce. They're going to get Chamber Bucks, a coupon book filled with local business coupons, a gift card from Lena's Northern Pines Resort or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, the Village Pit Stop, a certificate valued. These are either $25 or $50 gift certificates. The Village Pit Stop, Freeze Firewood, Main Street Guns and Knives, Ron Ernst Lumber. There's going to be a $50 Roblox card from Northwoods Realty, $25 from Warga Auto and Truck Center, and $25 gift certificate from Oxbow Resort.
We have several other big prize packages. I think that go down to like 800, 600, 200 that are all listed on the website at 98qcountry.com. And then tons of other prizes, including the youth gun and the gun for the regular photo contest. And then, like, 6 pages of just gift certificates and all kinds of stuff. And we'll do that Sunday night at probably about 6:30 or so on Sunday night. We'll take a couple calls, and we'll give them all away Sunday night.
Okay, right. I do want to do a special thank you to our sponsors because, you know, the callers call in. It's great. We love our listeners. This is what makes the show. But the sponsors have been so gracious and wonderful to provide these prizes for the listeners. So I want to be sure to thank our sponsors every year coming through with great prizes and sponsoring the program. It's just been awesome.
All right, we're going to have more of your calls. And hour 2 of the Deer Hunters Roundup is coming right up.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Visit the Big Dipper Bar, a historic log cabin dining experience just 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road. Accessible year-round by road, ATV, or snowmobile. The Big Dipper Bar is open Thursday to Sunday with music every weekend. Enjoy Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays and try the Colossal BLT or the best pizza around every day. It's a ripper at the Dipper this deer season. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road and find them on Facebook for frequent updates.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses,